Penguin Audio presents Bloodlines by Rochelle Mead, read by Emily Schaefer. Chapter 1. I couldn't breathe. There was a hand covering my mouth and another shaking my shoulder, startling me out of a heavy sleep. 1,000 frantic thoughts dashed through my mind in the space of a single heartbeat. It was happening. My worst nightmare was coming true. They're here! They've come for me! My eyes blinked, staring wildly around the dark room until my father's face came into focus. I stilled my thrashing, thoroughly focused. He let go and stepped back to regard me coldly. I sat up in the bed, my heart still pounding. Dad?
Sydney, you wouldn't wake up.
Naturally, that was his only apology for scaring me to death.
You need to get dressed and make yourself presentable,
he continued.
Quickly and quietly. Meet me downstairs in the study.
I felt my eyes widen but didn't hesitate with a response. There was only one acceptable answer. Yes, sir, of course.
I'll go wake your sister.
He turned for the door and I leapt out of bed. Zoe? I exclaimed. What do you need her for?
Shh!
He chastised.
Hurry up and get ready. And remember, be quiet. Don't wake your mother.
He shut the door without another word, leaving me staring. The panic that had only just subsided began to surge within me again. What did he need Zoe for? A late-night wake-up meant alchemist business, and she had nothing to do with that. Technically, neither did I anymore, not since I'd been put on indefinite suspension for bad...